Welcome to Coffee and Contracts with John Appino, brought to you by Financial Residency. John owns Contract Diagnostics and is an expert on physician contract negotiation and compensation review. If you have an idea for a podcast or a question you would like for him to answer on one of his shows, please email podcast@financialresidency.com. Now grab your cup of Java and get ready for Coffee and Contracts with John Appino.
My kids love playing with ChatGPT and are very interested in this artificial intelligence stuff. Hey, everybody, I'm John with Contract Diagnostics, and AI is back in the news when it comes to healthcare. And the FDA is looking at how their role is going to change in approving medical devices. I looked up the mission, if you will, of the FDA, and the FDA is responsible for protecting the public health, assuring the safety, efficacy, and security of human and veterinary drugs, biological products, medical devices, and our nation's food supply, cosmetics, and products that emit radiation. So a lot of those line up with everything that goes on in healthcare. And of course, the pharmaceuticals, the biologics, the veterinary drugs are very important for the FDA to monitor. But they're seeing a big change in the number of applications and how they're having to grow the department for AI in healthcare. So the article mentions all kinds of wonderful things like an AI-powered stethoscope and microscopes. And you could imagine, I've talked to somebody at the ACC conference recently that had, or they didn't have, but their company was making these glasses with a camera, with a voice recorder that would actually like kind of record the meeting and dictates notes for the physician. So as the FDA processes, how are they going to handle AI? How are they going to handle all of these new applications? Know that your employer is likely doing the same. How do they put policies in place for AI? As a physician, what can you use for the work that you do for your employer when it comes to artificial intelligence? Is it okay if you use it to summarize articles? Is it okay if you upload charts and ask it for a rare diagnosis that maybe you've not thought of? As employers come up with AI policies, we are sure to see contract language change. And although we haven't seen it yet, we do see a reference to policies and procedures and handbooks and manuals in most all contracts. So maybe they won't update your contract. They'll just update their policy manual. So it's always good to get a fresh copy of the policy manual on an annual basis. Here at Contract Diagnostics, I have my folks go through our policy manual and initial it every single year. We update it, I don't know how often, maybe a few times a year. So it's good that they need to go through it once a year and just make sure that they know of any changes that are in it. But artificial intelligence is going to play a big role in healthcare in the future. And I think it's going to be very different from how a surgeon uses AI to how a radiology department might use AI and everything in between. But just know that the FDA is now starting to grow to accommodate these increases in applications for AI-powered tools. This is just from a product standpoint. So I'm not sure who's going to approve layovers for electronic health records or layovers for prior authorizations or other simple AI tasks that might yield a physician many extra hours during the week. So I'm super bullish on artificial intelligence and what this may mean for healthcare and how it could free up a physician's time to be well more productive. I'm John at Contract Diagnostics, and if you have any questions on AI and healthcare and where we think it's going to go, we love to make predictions. Even though we only look at contracts and do compensation analysis here, we love to talk about all things healthcare, including what we feel is going to be the future with AI. So thank you for listening. Have a great day, and we will always be at contractdiagnostics.com to help with anything you need, contract or compensation related.
Thank you for listening to Coffee and Contracts with John Appino. If you need a contract reviewed or want to know if you're being paid fairly, go to contractdiagnostics.com. See you next time.